Good morning, and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Good morning, and guess what, everyone? Dixie here at 1100 KNZZ AM and 92.7 FM. And, well, you can hear the buzz, can't you?
I can hear it all the way from Palisade.
It's the Honeybee Festival in Palisade. And have we been talking about it and so many good things. And right now, the Queen Bees are playing.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? They're really gaining some popularity. Uh-huh. And they just fit in perfect with the event. And with the Queen Bees are playing at 11:45, Ed Colby talking about the bees' needs, not their knees, but their needs. and I'm so looking forward. I met him, and he is so much fun and certainly knows his bees. And having over 80 hives, I would say that.
Yeah.
But he's really qualified. a neat person. And then right after that, Chad Griffith from the Wine Country Inn and his sidekick.
Well,
you know
who that
his
is.
Sidekick, don't you?
Could
that
it
be me?
Dixie B.
Yeah, there you go. And have we got some fun things lined up for everybody? So, you know what? Hey, jump in the car now and listen to us going over, or as soon as the show is over, buzz on over to Palisade, because I tell you what, there's honey everywhere, and there's so much fun going on and lots happening. And I saw some of the two-legged and four-legged bees already.
Ooh.
Before I came.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Costume contest. But, you know, that means today we have a lot going on, but we're kicking off the busy, busy, busy time
season
of year.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you have heard this or not, or you might be too young to know about this, but it was called the Colorado Stampede here in the Valley, and it was so popular.
Mm-hmm.
It was something people look forward to all the time. When mm-hmm. we moved here, we heard all about it when we got here.
I'm sure,
and moving from the Midwest, when getting here, we felt like we were in real cowboy country, and that certainly did confirm it to us
mm-hmm.
that there was the stampede going on. Guess what? I have a guest who has some great, exciting news for you all. A lot of people are sitting there, maybe still having some morning coffee or getting ready to come to the festival, and they're going, yeah, the stampede. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And here we have Laura.
Hi.
Thanks
for having me.
Introduce
today.
Yourself to us and tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am Laura Mendel.
Uh-huh.
And I am from Mesa, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And we are bringing back the Colorado Stampede this year.
I think it's just wonderful. Now, how did this come about? Because I met you a few weeks ago
mm-hmm.
at a Palisade Chamber thing, and it was obvious that you had the passion for this and to bring it back. And have you always been involved in rodeos or loved that type of life?
Yes, definitely. I rodeoed all through high school and college myself.
Oh, okay.
And I studied equine science at Colorado State University.
Oh, it gets even better.
And focused on event management there. And I worked as an event coordinator on the Front Range in Loveland at a facility called The Ranch. And I managed a rodeo there called the Mountain State Circuit Finals Rodeo for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
My husband and I moved here back here last year. And so I was done with circuit finals on the Front Range. And I was really sad. And I talked to a ton of people. And they were all like, well, why don't you put one on in Grand Junction?
Sure, sure.
There used to be one. We all loved it. It's such a central location to everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you look into that? And I did. And here we are.
And here you are. Now, you just moved here last year.
Mm-hmm.
And when did you move here last year?
I'm from Mesa. I left when I went to college.
Okay.
And then came back in January of 23.
Okay, January of 23. Mm-hmm. And this is spring of 24.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a stampede rodeo all planned. And when is that to be?
Memorial Day weekend at the end of May. So May 24th.
Fast.
25th and 26th. And I actually started this in November of 23.
Oh, in November.
So lots of ground. She's made a lot of ground.
Yeah.
Started
it's been
in November.
A real grind.
Well, good for you. You really do have the passion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I love rodeo. I love the community it brings together. And it's just so fun to watch and be a part of.
A good bunch of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And the excitement that you're creating, I mean, I know what it takes to put on an event, maybe not a rodeo, but we all know if we've been involved in events, how long it takes and getting sponsors and everything. And
a lot behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You people don't have a clue.
That's the thing. If you could only get people to work behind the scenes with you on these events, they'd go, oh, now I see why you laugh at me when I say in July, you must be starting to get ready for the Peach Festival. Yeah. It's like, you mean July last year?
Yeah. But, it's usually about a year in advance that you start working on, you know.
So you had to immediately pull in people.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to interrupt. Luckily,
okay.
I know a lot of people, a lot of really great people
you
who
do.
Work in rodeo. So I got my team put together pretty quickly. You know, our announcer, bullfighter, all the stock contractor and all
Very
those
good.
People.
I'm sure. And they were eager, like you said, because it hasn't been a thing. So I'm sure.
Yeah. And oddly enough, there are no other rodeos in Colorado or Wyoming in the month of May.
No kidding.
So we're the
so
only
it's a
one.
Perfect month, really.
Yeah,
then
really the perfect the month, summer. And then it is kicking off that summer run for a lot of these people, which is going to be really nice.
How exciting!
Yeah.
How exciting!
And we wanted to do Memorial Weekend as a long weekend to like get people to come and explore Grand Junction and Palisade and Fruta and just see what we all have to offer over here because.
Yes.
Such a great side of the state.
Well, and with JUCO here at the same time, they've got a variety of things. Mm-hmm. They can do both.
Yes, they can.
They really can.
Yeah.
And what time of day are the rodeos?
The rodeo is at 7 p.m. each day.
Okay.
Doors will open at 5:30, so there's plenty of time, you know, to go from baseball to the rodeo and everything in between.
Absolutely. And where is the rodeo being held?
It's at the Mesa County Fairgrounds.
At the Mesa County Fairgrounds. Kind of fits. I would think that's where it would be.
It needs to be big, right? We're gonna have a lot of people there, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it used to be held at Lincoln Park.
Did it really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. I see this notebook you have in front of you here. Mm-hmm. And it looks like some pretty old pictures, photos.
Yeah,
there.
So the rodeo was previously put on by the Mesa County Sheriff's Posse and they have been wonderful to work with and given me a lot of the history details, and they gave me all the old rodeo programs and all the old information, and it's amazing to look through just the history of it.
Oh, I would think that it is. And now, it's not inexpensive to put this on.
No, not at all.
So you've been out, but you did say you really know people in the business and businesses that are tied around such events.
I know a lot of people who know businesses over
there
here.
There you go.
Since I put rodeos on the front range, I know the businesses over there.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So it was more unfamiliar territory over here. But I've worked a lot with Brandon Edwards, who's the head coach at the CMU rodeo team.
Uh-huh, yes.
And just he's been super helpful, and just other people, you know, like Joe Burtard from JR's Carriage Service. He knows everyone.
Yes.
And I have a
wonderful person, by the way.
He's the best. Yeah. And I have a great committee. We have a former Miss Rodeo Colorado that lives over here. Her name's Tara, and she's also on the committee. That's awesome. So I really have just gathered a really great group of people to work on this with me.
So does the Stampede have a queen or?
So they used to.
Okay. I would think they would have.
Yes, they used to. And I do know two previous queens, which is pretty cool.
Very good.
However, with this just being the first year back, we really just wanted to focus on the rodeo itself and make sure that, you know, could stand on its own. And then we'll add a queen program, hopefully in the future.
So how many events, what all do you have at the Stampede?
So besides the rodeo itself, we're going to be having a junior rodeo with the Western Slope Junior Rodeo Association. We're going to be having a 4-H livestock jackpot, which is fun. And we're going to be having a Queen's Clinic put on by Miss Rodeo Colorado, which is fun.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. And then the rodeo itself will have all the events, you know, bareback, steer wrestling, team roping, breakaway roping, which is female roping, which is up and coming in the country right now.
Okay.
It's not everywhere yet, and we're super proud to have it at our rodeo. You know, barrel racing, bull riding, tie-down roping. We'll have all of it.
So that's a lot. So mm-hmm. And then do you have prizes associated with these events?
We have buckles that we give out to every contestant, or not every contestant, the winners of each event.
Okay.
And then there's $4,000 for each winner as well.
Great. Whoa. Well, on that thought, maybe it's a good time to, would you say, to take a break.
Take a break.
And
keep them on the edge
of their
seat.
Back and, and we're going to also ask her, you know, her thoughts about honey and how she likes it.
And food.
What do you think? Well, you know, we have to, we always have to give our guests a couple food questions too. Perfect. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
And here we are at 1100 KNZZ AM, 92.7 FM. It's the International Palisade International Honeybee Festival going on. We've got those bees buzzing all over the place with good stuff and so much fun. And we have a great guest today. I'll tell you what, a lot of our, we've had, you know what, we've got some listeners that have stuck with us for many years. I probably don't even want to tell you how long because, you know, then they go, I think she's lying about her age. but that a lot of you remember the Colorado Stampede Rodeo that was so popular here, and they tell me that it got started in the 50s. In fact, our guests did. Not that she got started in the 50s.
Man, she looks good.
Yeah, she sure does. We're going to sell her secret on the side here. No, but we have Laura Mendel, who grew up in Mesa, went away, came back last year, and said, I miss the rodeo here, the Colorado Stampede. I want to bring that back to life. And Laura, you are.
I am.
I mean,
it's been a wild ride.
And everyone, you know, you have had experience with rodeos on the other side of the mountain. Now he came back to the good side.
Mm-hmm. The better side, yeah.
Yes. And you're bringing the Stampede, which is going to be, I'll tell you what, she moved here last year, got started in November thinking about this and doing this Colorado Stampede. And you are a woman of your word. And it is going to be when?
May 24th, 25th, and 26th, which is Memorial Day weekend, 2024.
Now, how's that for quick work? I guess, you know, she's someone that I think I would like on some of my committees.
Yeah, I bet. Getting things done,
I'm thinking she moves fast. And it sounds like you have a great lineup. It's what you have come to expect and want if you go to the road. In fact, you may discover you didn't realize how much fun a rodeo is.
Yeah. Rodeos are the most fun, family fun, you know, like any age group can go to a rodeo and just have the best time.
Mm-hmm.
Super entertaining, just the best time.
Something
really.
For everybody. Is
Absolutely. And we were talking about the fact that, yes, we know it's JUCO weekend as well. Mm-hmm. But so there's plenty for everybody to do, and you can work both things in. And, you know, we have a lot of visitors coming to this area in regards to JUCO. And those family and friends are not there for every game, and they're looking for other things to do as well.
Yeah, so we are working with JUCO, actually, and we are going to try to promote the rodeo to members of the families, you know, of like the team members that are coming. Because, like you said, not everyone wants to go watch every single game, especially if their kids aren't playing.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's a really fun place to explore. There's so many things to do here. Why not just stop by the rodeo?
Absolutely. Kind of bring back the old West feeling, right? Which we all could use, and it's a good happening. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Perfect place for
it.
Now.
It is, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And not only have, because you have such a good background in rodeo, you've really been able to make the connections that you need to do, and but it's a lot of work. You've probably been living, breathing this stampede.
Yeah, I do this 24/7 right now.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. But you know what? It'll pay off.
It will. And I actually am the type that I thrive when I'm really busy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I've been
Sounds
good.
Like other people in the room.
Yeah.
Yes.
Especially working in events. I was an event coordinator for years.
You know how that goes.
And the facility I used to work at, we had over 700 events a year.
Well, that's a few.
Yeah, only a couple.
And don't you find when you are involved in an event and you're caught up in all of this and trying to make sure you take care of every detail you can think of, mm-hmm. so when an emergency happens, which so many times it does, you have time to do it. And you go, I don't know. And then the minute that it's the days of the event, you get that energy, and then you go, well, next year, you know, I think we should.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there you go.
Yeah. Again. During the event, I'm sure during this rodeo, I'll be typing notes in my phone of things to do for next year.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Because sometimes you don't always realize it until you're there in the moment.
Absolutely.
Which is fine.
Yeah. So, and we were talking about all the events that you will have that people expect or have seen on, you know, television that rodeo should have. You're going to have everything that a good old-fashioned rodeo should have, right?
Every single event. It's going to be great.
And now, do they contact you? You put the word out you're having a rodeo. Do you go through some sources such as publications and that type of thing?
There's a few steps. The first thing you have to do is, well, the first thing what I did was reached out to the PRCA, which is the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're the ones who put on the Wrangler NFR. They're, you know, the big rodeo association in our country, in the world, and also the Women's Professional Rodeo Association. And you have to submit applications to both of those associations to be sanctioned with them.
Gotcha.
And then, you know, they'll publish everything online. They'll do it in their magazine that they have. And then I've also been doing marketing and Rodeo Life magazine. And online, you know, utilizing a lot of social media, stuff like that.
Sure.
But then the PRCA will handle all of the entries with contestants. So we don't actually have
to, which
is really nice.
That's good.
Opens up in the beginning of May, I believe.
Got you. So you don't know exactly how many will be signing up until?
No, it could be 200, it could be 700, you know, 500, you never know.
Sure.
So that's a bit last minute planning there, but that's okay.
Yeah. And we were talking about prize money, and you do have some prize money for the top people.
It's $4,000 per winner.
And you have a winner...
Per event, right? So like the bull riding winner, bareback, you know.
Right.
There's
right.
two team roping winners because there's two. It's a team of two people, so they each get $4,000, and
that's
they each
fair.
Get a buckle. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
We're all about equality. All of the events have the same equal money.
Oh, that's
awards,
good.
So that's awesome.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
That must be fun. Do you announce the winner after each event, or do you have an awards kind of ceremony?
It'll be after the end of the rodeo is when we know the winner. There's different rodeos where you can either have like a tournament style. Ours is just one long go, essentially, over the 3 days.
Okay.
So we'll know at the end of Sunday evening who the winners are.
Okay. And then you announce it then?
Yep.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Some of the contestants might not still be there.
Sure.
You know, a lot of them are traveling a lot this time of year and when rodeo season starts. So they'll sometimes compete and then just leave.
Sure. Because the rodeo season starts about the time when you're having the stampede.
Yeah. We're really kicking off the season for our circuit,
which is
the Mountain State Circuit, which is all of Colorado and Wyoming.
Very good.
Yeah.
So are you going to hop on... Or I should say buzz on over to the Honeybee Festival today.
Yeah, I sure am.
Good.
I love honey. My favorite is hot honey.
Is it really hot honey? Now,
me too.
When you say hot honey, do you You mean putting it like in hot drinks?
Spicy. No, it's like habanero honey. Or it like has jalapenos.
Hot spicy
honey.
I love that too.
And you know what it's the best on?
What?
Pizza.
Yeah.
Ah.
Very good.
It's so good.
I never had bread. It on pizza.
Yeah, anything bread.
Or your peaches.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's so
there
good.
You go.
Oh, so good.
There you go. Well, we are we're going to have some probably bread along with, but I'm
hinting.
Not going to tell
She's
you.
Hinting.
You're just going to have to come today.
Yep. No, I will definitely be there.
12:30.
Yep.
And you'll get to taste and everything. I have to tell you, we always talk about the food days of the week or the food of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I, Nakona and I, mm-hmm. are always talking about, we want to see where these people
who
sit.
Who are they that are coming up with these?
In the room deciding what is for what day. Because, you know, we've had like, winter dishes in the summer.
Right.
Or today is National Peach Cobbler Day.
Yeah, who comes
peaches
up with
peaches are not in season.
See, hello.
How dare they make us excited?
Yes, and so there we go with like, what?
Or like National Hot Dog Day or something.
Yes,
like,
and
who
the
comes
worst
up with
day.
No, National
one,
Hot
How do they come up with it?
Yeah, yeah. So so it just makes you shake your head.
Right.
But of course, some people have those peaches in their freezer. But when
I have peaches in my freezer.
See, so do I. So we could make a cobbler.
Yeah.
But we're at the peach or the honeybee festival. So, but honey and peaches do go well together.
They
You're telling
well
me I have
together.
To take a break again? Okay. Well, some of those things I told you I had to take. Talk about. We'll talk about.
We'll just roll them over to the next.
Is this the next to the last, or is it?
The next segment will be three, so it will be the third one.
Okay, very good.
We got
good.
Time.
Okay, all right. So don't go away, everybody, and drive carefully if you're on your way over to get off of exit 42 and go to the Honeybee Festival. Stay with us.
Good morning, and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
I'm always telling you all that when we take breaks, which is very important for our sponsors, we talk about all kinds of things and lots of time about, well, food, who knew?
Well, of course.
Food and cowboys and stampedes, Colorado stampedes, rodeos with our guest, Laura Mendel. And in fact, you made the comment, Laura, because today is the Honeybee Festival, and you said that you love honey, and you're going to be popping on over, and you said you like hot honey, and so I was envisioning you heating up the honey.
That's good, too.
Well, I mean, that's good.
But I do like hot, spicy honey, and I have some in my cupboard, actually, and there's something new that we're doing with honey today, but I'm not going
to
tell you.
So
you'll have to come and see, and you could add heat to this. I just got to thinking about that as you were talking about that, and I thought, okay, so now I have a new idea to add to it. In just a couple hours, I'll be doing this.
Perfect.
So a lot going on, but we were talking with you about the Colorado Stampede, which is going to be over Labor Day weekend.
Memorial Day.
I mean, Memorial
Don't
Day weekend.
Us like that.
Well, time flies. It flies so fast that I thought I was there at Labor Day now. But yes, Memorial Day weekend. So much going on, and you're bringing it back. And I just wish people could see this notebook that you have in front of you. That the Cattlemen's Association is at the.
It was the Mesa County Sheriff's
Party. Okay, and they're the ones that loaned you this.
Yes. Old rodeo programs between 1957 and 1994.
Wow. Just look at that. And it ended in what year?
The last program I have is 94.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if it continued after that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a long time ago.
Yeah. 30
and you're bringing
years almost.
It back. Yes. You're bringing it back. That's so, it's going to be so much fun. And I think people. Some of those kind of events and bringing them back, in the craziness of the world today, something like this is almost like a comfort event.
Gives a little nostalgia.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of chaos going on, and I just feel like these rodeos and just events like these in general are just very grounding almost, and just really bring a community together in a positive way, and you know, everyone can enjoy it. And
yes, it's we're so glad.
Very nice.
You know, it's just like having peach cobbler.
Yeah.
If someone just joined us,
which is so funny.
Today is National Peach Cobbler Day.
Perfect timing. Mm-hmm.
And we were talking. Now, I will tell
last
you
year's peaches.
That interesting mm-hmm. side note here is that peach trees are more self-pollinating. However, if we lost all pollinators, we'd lose a third of our food supply immediately, and then the domino effect, and it would just be worldwide destruction of our food supply. But even our self-pollinators, mm-hmm. their production is increased by like two-thirds almost, because they get help from the pollinators.
Right.
So it's a team effort. They do their self-pollinating, and then they welcome in all of those other pollinators.
That's
and you're
awesome.
Going to learn all about them. Now, I'm sure that Phil Emerson at Quality Meats would have something to say about the fact that she's bringing back the stampede. And what mm-hmm. do we think of when we think of rodeos and all that? We think of some
good food.
Good. Yeah. Oh, how did you guess that?
Good meat, I should have said.
You are psychic, my girl. Yes. And good meat, good ribs, good brats, good burgers.
Mm-hmm.
Good camp food, even. You start thinking about mm-hmm. envisioning yourself sitting around the campfire
mm-hmm.
with the cook conjuring up the food. But Phil, I don't know if you're familiar with Quality Meats, but
yes
you are, of course. I mean, I tell you what, so many times we either Phil Emerson, who owns Quality Meats with his son Hunter, and Quality Meats has been here for well, Phil, I know you're probably listening, and you must be getting close to 80 years now. I remember when we were talking about their 75th and
mm-hmm.
that. But Phil assures me that he wasn't there for the first opening.
Oh, okay. Nope.
But really, you think about the strong ethics of the cowboys and that kind of life and, mm-hmm. and the rodeos and the good people and also good meat.
Yeah.
You know, and mm-hmm. and he does. They mm-hmm. they firmly believe in it's meat you get, not a bunch of ingredients thrown
mm-hmm.
in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the local aspect of Phil, what he's doing is amazing.
Absolutely. And he's carrying Van Winkle Ranch
yep.
Mm-hmm. ground beef, yep. et cetera. And he is. He's a real community caring kind of guy and always a great product. And so we're pleased, but I think he would kind of laugh too about the peach cobbler day, you know.
The cool thing, when you think about meat and you think about rodeo, rodeo really started from ranchers. You know, a lot of the events.
That's right, it did, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, a lot of the events you'll see in rodeo were day-to-day things that ranchers and just did at home.
Sure.
And then, you know, just became a competition of who could do what faster, you know?
Sure.
You're like,
well,
this is kind
of
fun. Let's do something with this.
Yeah.
I remember reading how the cowboys, after working so hard on Saturday night, they'd go into town before you knew it, they were having competition,
yep.
roping and things mm-hmm. like that. Sure. Now that you mention that, I remember reading about that
yeah.
Quite a while ago, but it's so, all part of that
yeah.
picture.
It's great that rodeo is just so rooted in ranch life and ACT life.
It is, right.
It's, yeah. It's just fun to see those comparisons.
Yeah. We're going to have Janie Van Winkle
mm-hmm.
come on the show here
mm-hmm.
in the next couple weeks.
Awesome.
So she's definitely one who is dedicated to the cause.
She's a pillar in the community
for
sure.
Oh, she is, isn't she? I mean, every time you turn around, she's doing something ag related.
Yep.
And for community.
Yep.
She really is, and I've had a chance to run into her a couple times lately, and so yeah, you're going. That would be a fun show to come to.
Yeah, what? I want to make sure to listen to it.
We're just going to have to start figuring out how we can have an audience,
mm-hmm.
in
live audience,
studio,
yes.
live audience,
out the door right there. They
yeah,
could just
right.
watch us.
Let's see, we could get two chairs
the
there,
door.
Couldn't we? Yeah, right. But it's all part of what we love about Western Colorado. And we have so many people that add to that. Now you've come back to Western Colorado.
Yep.
And what did you do right away? You decided to have the Stampede back again.
I
did. And that is so much fun. And we have decided that we will continue the Honeybee Festival. That's something that got started just by people's love of agriculture and the area out there, of course, surrounded by fruit, vegetables, you name it, flowers, and the importance of pollinators. And so that's doing nothing but building and building and bringing about awareness. But I tell you what, if you want some good barbecue and meat, you go see Phil. And he's got everything you can think of.
Yeah.
And even, I always tell people, yeah, you can even go there and get a dozen eggs. They go, a dozen eggs? I go, oh yeah, twice baked potatoes? I mean, you would be surprised at all of the things that he has. But he's that good Western Colorado ethics of good product, selling good product and having good product.
Those are the best businesses to support for sure.
Yes, absolutely. And that's at 340 North Avenue. Open today until 5.
Mm-hmm.
Open again on Monday, 9 to 5. Every Monday through Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, yes. And so go see Phil. Tell him Dixie sent you. We like to do that. Also this month, you know, there are foods of the day and there's foods of the month. And, you know, Nakona, I really do like you, my dear. I think she's doing something with the time because it's going.
It is flying today.
Yeah, it's going way too fast.
Because we've got our mind on the festival.
Well, on the festival, the
we're
stampede,
ready to go.
All of the things that are starting to happen. And I didn't even get to tell you about my daughter, which I will do. Just take a minute or two when we get back. So we have one more segment, so don't you dare go away.
Good morning, and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
And I am back. Last segment, and then I'll be hitting the road. Going
over
to Palisade International Honeybee Festival. I was over there this morning as they're getting set up, and the crew is doing a great job. Lots of fun things going on over there. And our guest, Laurel Mendel, who is organizer and recreator because of the Colorado Stampede. So excited to have that coming back.
Thank you.
People are going to love it. And you're bringing your passion back for it. You lived in this kind of neck of the woods, as they say in the West, right? And left in the horse, your horse led you back here to the Western Colorado.
Yep. Sure did.
Okay, so I just messed that up.
We really tried
to be a little Western gal there.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it is so exciting, and we are talking about the fact how you pulled this together really, really in record time, I would say. And it's going to be over Memorial Day weekend. I got the right one there. Before you know it, it will be Labor Day weekend. I remember myself.
I know, with how fast this year is gone.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, absolutely. But we're really excited that you are, and you've worked really hard. I mean, I was just thinking how much, this is a huge event, as I'm telling you, like you don't know. But how much, I mean, I don't know if you even want to share this or not, but it has to take quite a bit to put this on.
Yeah. So between, you know, purse money, rental fees, paying all the personnel, you know, insurance, staff, everything, it's probably going to be over $100,000 in the end to put it all on. So it is quite an endeavor.
Right. And you jumped right in.
Yep.
Thank goodness for the kind people that want to see this happen again.
Yeah.
Right. And I would imagine that some of your sponsors are kind of tied in with either
this industry,
farming, ranching, that type of thing.
People who support the ag industry,
sure,
but also tourism. You know,
absolutely
supporting Grand Junction, and you know, just supporting the people of Grand Junction as well. So it's
you're going to bring business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah. We're hoping to see about 12,000 people over the 3 days.
Well, that's a good number.
Yeah.
That is.
I mean, that's like if we're full, you know.
Right.
That's ideal.
Yes, we get that.
Yeah.
We get that.
Yeah.
But we have made sure that we explained to everyone that you can go to everything.
Yeah.
JUCO's going on. You've got your event going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great time of year.
And you can still spend Memorial Day Monday with your family.
See, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. So you have it all figured out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like there's the big quilt show going on here this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we've even had them on the show, didn't we, Nakona?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, we did.
And that is going on. But there too, it's on all day today, and it was on yesterday. And so people are working things out to go and cover a lot of things. Quilts are a part of Western history.
They are.
They sure are.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about that. That kind of ties in too. But today, we're talking about the Stampede, Memorial Day weekend. It was just an idea, and before you know it, it came to fruition.
Yep, just like
absolutely.
That.
And when I said fruition, reminds me that the trees are in bloom over in they're throughout this valley.
Mm-hmm.
They're in bloom, as we can hear by all the sneezes.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a beautiful time. It really is a beautiful time.
Yeah, the weather's been gorgeous lately.
Yes,
so.
Absolutely. And a time to celebrate and to honor all of our pollinators that
mm-hmm.
are out there and our ag people, and you'll be able to get all different kinds of honey. A fun fact about, I mean, I know our people are laughing when they heard me say that it is the National Peach Cobbler Day.
mm-hmm.
You know, where do you get the peaches if you can't get them out of your freezer? It was actually established, this peach cobbler whole idea was actually established in order to give people something to do with their canned peaches.
Oh.
The more I read about it, the more. And then it was like they didn't put them in a pie, but sometimes they threw them into a dish
mm-hmm.
and covered them with either crust or biscuit type.
Mm-hmm.
And so they didn't always look perfect, and so they said they were kind of cobbled.
Oh,
and there comes the cobbler. Now that
perfect.
Little bit of information
got it.
I will tell you, if you have a recipe contest, like a peach recipe contest, which we used to have, that if you just had one category or two, a pie or cobbler would always win.
Mm-hmm. Really? That's mm-hmm. awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can't go wrong with either one of those.
Too good.
I see. I mean, people would bring in all different kinds of things. And so we eventually just had a pie cobbler category. But cobblers and peaches. And so we can think of those because our peach trees, they're busy self-pollinating, but they're saying to the bees, come on over, we need some help.
Mm-hmm.
So we can have a really good crop. But if you'd stop and think about all the food that there would not be if we didn't have them, it would be totally amazing. And it is also, we haven't even talked about the fact that April is National Florida Tomato Month. Well, I suppose it's tomatoes down in Florida. Certainly isn't Tomato Month here.
No,
yes.
Not
and
yet.
The Florida tomato people taught me that you should never put your tomatoes upside down. You know how we tend to turn them over when we want them to get a little more ripe?
Mm-hmm.
Never put them in the sun. Don't set them on the windowsill in the sun.
Uh-huh.
And if you turn them over on, they have those little bumps. They call them shoulders. Tomatoes
right.
do. And by putting pressure on them, it'll cause a breakdown of those tomatoes.
Oh.
So see, I just had to work in a little bit of food for thought here. What is your favorite food in the spring? Do you think of something special in the spring that you're ready for?
My husband makes the best brisket.
Oh.
And
well, brisket is stampede food, I have to
but
tell
it's
you.
But it's perfect barbecue season because it's not too hot to be outside yet.
Yes.
You know? And
yes.
So it's perfect to like relax and barbecue. And
are you going to have food at the Stampede?
We sure will have food at the Stampede.
Quickly, like food trucks and all that kind
of? No, there's a concessionaire on
good.
Site.
Okay.
And so she'll have
okay.
everything there.
Got
yeah.
it.
Yep.
And I would rather imagine some beef or
yep.
would
yep.
be involved.
And probably hot dogs, burgers,
and,
you know, that
yeah.
kind
mm-hmm.
of fair.
Good, good, very good.
Yeah.
You got to have food at a
And how do we get tickets to the rodeo?
You can get tickets at ColoradoStampedeRodeo.com and just click on tickets, and we'll also be selling them at the door.
Okay, all right.
And doors open at 5:30 each night.
Okay, so that would be?
Friday, May 24th. Saturday, May 25th, and Sunday, May 26th.
Okay, okay, good. We got it. And once again, the website?
ColoradoStampedeRodeo.com.
Okay. That's pretty easy to remember. And if not, Google will find it for us.
Just Google Colorado Stampede Rodeo and you'll find it.
So you want to check those out, though. You really do. And it's going to be out at the Mesa County Fairgrounds, which is a perfect place for it.
We hope everyone can make it. You know, we're super excited to have it back and, you know, the community has been really welcomed it with open arms and been super supportive. So we're just excited to show everyone.
Thank you, Laura, so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And put that on your calendar. And everybody now get on your bicycles or get in your car or go out your door and walk and come see us at the Palisade International Honeybee Festival going on right now in downtown Palisade. I mean, 3rd and Main, that's where it all starts. Have a great weekend. And as I always say, try to get out and take a little walk. It'll make you feel so much better, I promise you.